This is WHQR's Communique. I'm Gina Gamboni.
This is a magnifying glass, a pair of glasses that magnifies 12 times. But the problem is, it only magnifies half an inch from your eye. So, I can only do one eye at a time, because you can't double magnify both eyes, because you'd be looking at two different things. Do you know what I'm trying to say?
I do.
It sounds like we're hearing from some kind of scientist, perhaps a microbiologist. Who else would wear glasses that magnify at the power of 12? In this case, an artist named Kate Cardamone. I visited her at the Bellamy Mansion, where she's exhibiting about 40 paintings. Kate is legally blind and has been for almost 30 years, but she's not in total darkness.
So I like to draw birds, but you know, I'm blind-ish. So I have all these bird books and I have all this adaptive equipment at my house for vision. And one's called a CCTV screen, which is a big, like, TV screen. And you put work under it and you turn it on and you look at the screen and you can magnify it almost 60 times. So it blows everything up enormously. And then I look at the birds I'm interested in and I draw them with magic marker, looking at the screen, not at my hand. And it's a hard thing to learn initially how to not look at your hand, which has probably helped me in my painting, because I'm not seeing my hand. I'm just doing something, looking at something else. Then I go out on my sidewalk with pastels and chalk and draw the birds over and over and over again until I then put them in the painting. And I know the shape and the form I want to do each one, and I just put it in.
So when you are looking at a painting, you have to get right up on it.
I get paint on my nose and on my face constantly, but I don't care. I'm still painting, you know?
When you're doing something up close like this here with the ducks, it seems more distinct in its representation.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I didn't even realize that. This, because I know plants, I know flowers, I know morphology. I taught it 30 years. So I could draw you a tree not even looking. Right now, I could draw you even the birds that I've drawn over and over again, their forms. I could draw it on the wall without looking at it.
Right. I mean, and these ducks are perfect.
Practice makes perfect. Get your chalk out on the sidewalk. All the kids will join you.
Kate's work is vibrant with color, but color is a particular difficulty. As Kate created new work for this exhibit, she received helpful critique from family and friends.
My neighbors were helpful to me, along with my sons and anybody that walked in my house. As I told her, I'd say, please tell me what's wrong with this painting. Like the orange one that everybody's in love with, my son Mark said, well, why is the sand green? I said, no, it's tan, Mark. And he said, no, Mom, the sand is green. I need people to tell me that, because I can't see color the way I used to, and I love color. I see orange is better and yellow is better, but once it goes into those darker colors, purple, gray, black, blue, violet, dark reds, my vision can't distinguish them. I was born with one thing that works for me, and I was very fortunate. I was born happy and optimistic, and if I wasn't, I'm not sure I could cope with this disease as well as I do. And I was born creative and coming up with creative solutions of how to live my life. And I'm not fully blind. So I'm very lucky in many ways.
That's artist Kate Cardamone. Her exhibit, titled Reflections Over Time, Water, Birds, Flowers, is displayed at the Bellamy Mansion through November 3rd. Find examples of her work and our extended conversation at whqr.org. I'm Gina Gamboni. Communique is a production of WHQR Public Media.